This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1133, Blazing a Trail for Women's Day. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we go into the topic of women in American culture. What is it like to be a woman in the U.S.? Hear about our experiences today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, what is happening?
What is happening? Like everything. Every day is just kind of really busy. So the big news this week is that James and I are going to get a turtle, which is exciting.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
He already has a name picked out and we've done a whole bunch of research. The name of the turtle, everyone, is going to be Tony Cuckoo Cuckoo. That's the name.
That's excellent. The turtle doesn't know what's coming, right?
Oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. This turtle's going to have the best life for like 40 years. Turtles live forever.
Is it that long?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a commitment. Jeez, that's like more of a commitment than having a child. I mean, kids are only in the house for 18 years.
Okay. Well, not these days. Kids are sticking around the house a lot longer, I think, nowadays. Okay. Did you ever have a pet like that? Like a reptile pet?
Not really. I never had I had cats growing up and we had birds, but then once the cat ate the bird, unfortunately. So, but we had like, you know, gerbils and hamsters and guinea pigs when I was really young and a rabbit, but we never had a reptile. That is another level. Yeah.
It's a whole, I've only had dogs. That's, and that's the other thing. Like, I don't know how Ozzy's going to feel about a turtle. I don't know what's going to happen there. So it's going to be an interesting summer. We introduce these two creatures.
That's going to be really interesting. Well, keep us updated on this introduction and how it all goes and what it's like to live with a turtle. I mean, let us know.
I'm going to have lots of Tony the Turtle stories this summer when he comes to his new forever home. Awesome. So, Lindsay, happy belated Women's Day.
I know. Well, actually, it's so funny because when this comes out, unfortunately, it's going to be early April. But as we're recording this, Women's Day was just yesterday, last week. So it's worth noting for sure. Did you do anything special for Women's Day?
I didn't know it was happening, which is terrible. I feel like I should have known, but I didn't know. You know, Lindsay and I don't work in an office. So a lot of these holidays, Yeah. Don't like come in our radar. Yeah. We're just like, it's a normal day.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. We work in our offices. We work hard. Sometimes we don't always know what's going on. But I think a couple of listeners actually wrote in and said, Happy Women's Day. So thank you. And speaking of listeners, I would like to say thank you to some of our reviewers before we get deeper into today's episode. Are you ready?
Yes, for sure. Today, let's proclaim today Happy Reviewer Day.
Yes, exactly. So saying congratulations to these reviewers, right? So guys, I want to say thank you to our app, our iOS app reviewer. So Rudmila21 from Belarus. Let's see. Someone from Saudi Arabia on March 12th. You Istina from Russia. Let's see. MSNDS from Turkey and Winnie US on March 10th. Ferhan B and Lugawa on March 3rd. Guys, these are such good reviews. Jessica, these app reviews are getting 4-5 stars. People are so excited about it. So cool.
Yay! That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, thank you so much. And if anybody out there, guys, if you are also enjoying listening to Allers English, checking out the transcripts on the app, this is such a unique way of learning English every single week. Like, it's amazing. So if you're also feel like you're getting a lot out of this, then please leave us a review.
Definitely. I mean, it's so cool to be able to literally listen to the show and watch the transcripts as they progress down the screen.
So cool.
Right in front of you. They're highlighted in yellow, the current phrase we're on. Guys, it is such a cool learning tool. Like I said before, I wish I had this for Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, trying to accomplish something like this before, you could do, but you had to cobble together different tools and you just like print something out and right? It's such a headache that it was hard to get to. But we know the benefit of learning English like this.
Definitely.
And now it's like all in one place.
It's really so cool, easier. Guys. Yeah. And there's still two ways to get it, right, guys? So there's separate accounts you need to create. If you are an iOS user, you can get the transcripts over there by signing up with Apple for a payment plan. And or you can also get the transcripts by email still. So that's still an option. If you want to print them out, that's also a good option. Yeah. So there's lots of ways to do it. So it's very cool.
Yes. We just want to make learning easier and easier, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what are you thinking about this International Women's Day anyways, when it comes to this concept?
Gosh, you know, so much has happened, with the hashtag MeToo movement and really women's rights and recognition of the gaps of gender equality have really come to the forefront in a huge way in the past couple years, just like explosion, right?
Yeah.
And so there's that whole side that I do still have discussions about for sure. But then on a personal level, like I'm quite proud to be where I am in my life as a woman. And I feel like the life that I've created for myself probably wouldn't have been possible, like 30 years ago, and even 20 years ago would have been like weird, you know?
Yeah.
So on a personal level also, I'm kind of like, I'm going to pat myself on the back today. I'm doing a good job.
For sure. I think it's a good time. Well, it's a good time to be alive, to be around, right? In 2019, because of all the opportunities that we have, but it's a good time to be a woman too, right? There are no limits for us. There's so many fields we can get into and so many things that we can do. So today we're talking a little bit loosely, guys, a little bit of a different format about Women's Day and about kind of what women have been able to do over the years. Like, what is it like to be a woman in American culture is one kind of interesting topic to get into. Yeah.
And oh my gosh, I mean, what an enormous topic, right? Mm. So I think we're really like today we're going to really focus on this positive aspect of the ability to be independent and that freedom that both Lindsay and I enjoy and take full advantage of.
Yeah.
And the achievements that are possible, right?
Yeah.
So these awesome vocab phrases related to independence. And of course, like dudes, you can use this too, but we're talking about Women's Day. So that's the focus.
Yeah. I mean, independence is definitely something that comes to mind when I think about what it's like to be a woman right now in 2019 here, at least in Boston. I mean, this is also very regional, right? I mean,
that's true.
There's so many ways to look at this and it's such a broad topic. So we don't want to go too broad today, guys, but certainly we're going to give you our perspectives.
Yeah. So Lindsay, like, how long would you say that you have been self-sufficient or self-reliant?
I would say, well, college, I think you're halfway there, right? Because right. when you go to college, you know, I mean, my luckily I was lucky enough that my parents did pay for 2 years of my college and my grandmother paid for the other two. So I was lucky that I was supported through my college education and living in the dorm life. But at the same time, you know, maybe I had like a part-time job to make a little money, right? So yeah, totally. You're kind of half on your own. But after college, I was out. I never really moved back home except for about 3 months after graduation. And then I was waiting to go to Japan. So it was just a short stint. And then once I was in Japan, I was self-sufficient for the most part. So yeah,
and
it's been a long time.
You moved there by yourself, right?
I did. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no, that's amazing. I think that's that other aspect that both of us have experienced is being self-reliant in environments that are unfamiliar. Like, that's a whole other level, right? Like, traveling by yourself, moving to, like, a completely different country all alone. Like, that's huge. And I think I did I'm sure I experienced people commenting, like, oh, really? Like, you're going to do that by yourself? Like, you're moving to Cambodia by yourself? And I never gave it a thought. Like, there was never a thought in the back of my mind, like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't. I'm a lady. Like, that never occurred to me. I was just like, this is what I want to do. So I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's really inspiring. I mean, that's so good to be. It's yeah, I think we're lucky to be able to do that. And that's awesome. And to be able to go across the world and have that experience, that is, it's character building for sure.
Oh, definitely. For sure. Yeah. So these two phrases, guys, these are like stellar high level vocab phrases here. Self-sufficient and self-reliant. I think we use them interchangeably a lot, but I think they can be slightly different. Like, self-sufficient means you're fully supporting yourself, right? Nobody's helping you. You just take care of your life all alone. Like, you're capable of doing that. And then self-reliant, pretty much the same thing, but it has this extra thing of, like, maybe you can't rely on other people. Maybe you don't have, like, immediate support around you. So you rely on yourself to live, to take care of everything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah. And I think on a cultural level, beyond just gender, right? So I think self-reliance and self-sufficiency are such core values in our culture. It's so cultural, right? And then you think about other places that maybe you've traveled to, and it's not as important of a value, right? So it's so, this episode is so cultural. It's through our own lens, right?
Definitely.
So much so that we're talking about how appreciative we are of these aspects of our lives that we can be self-reliant, but it might be, you guys might not see it the same way. Right. So it's just really interesting to think about it that way.
Totally. I would be fascinated, guys, to read your comments. If you want to comment on, come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes and find this episode, you guys, and comment, like, what does this mean in your culture? Is this even a thing? Like, is this a goal? Because, I don't think I thought about that before you just mentioned what you did, how, like, this is such the goal for Americans, right? This independence, this self-reliance, this, like, can-do spirit, right? But, like, is this even a target in other cultures? Right.
Because there's a flip side to it, right? And that is feeling sometimes isolated, right? And not having a community. Like, because we are all, you know, trying to go after our own thing, do our own thing, work hard. We do have to work harder to build a community and to not be isolated, right? We don't all live with our immediate families. We don't live with our grandparents, our parents. There aren't five generations together, right? In the same place. So
exactly.
You know, there is another side to it for sure.
Oh, for sure. And I could definitely see the downside as well of, like, because I know, like, I could look back on my character, and I've always been like this, where, like, I don't want to ask for help. Like, I've always wanted to do everything myself and really be self-reliant as like often as possible. And that is detrimental sometimes. Like, you really should ask for help and accept help. And that's a humbling thing that I think we need to do, right, to make that connection to others and realize we do need other people in our lives.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So our culture kind of drives us in one direction to kind of like worship one cultural value or one place to get to. But then at the same time, we have to kind of pull back a little bit and say, okay, what's really good for me? Maybe I can create a balance of self-reliance and community.
It's all, it's all about balance. And that's what it is no matter where you are, right? Yeah. Like, what is the balance that's best for you? Because you're going to need both of these things at some point.
That's so true. So guys, one takeaway phrase so far for today's episode is self-reliant. And the second one is self-sufficient. So you'll hear those a lot. You know, when you talk about, maybe you're reading about, you know, American culture, Western culture, people talking about their lives, saying they want to be self-reliant.
Definitely. Yeah. And there are a couple idioms we have, guys, as well. Stand on your own two feet. I like it. It's so cute and yet strong at the same time.
That's so good. That's so good. Stand. So what does that mean to you? Stand on your own two feet.
It's the same, right? It's just like, just be independent and support yourself, right? Just do just do things on your own in life. You are able to like pay your rent and get the food and take care of all the things and just stand on your own two feet. I think this is often used as like an encouraging phrase as well. If somebody is maybe has fear or anxiety or thinks they can't do this, then you could say to your friend, like, you can do this. Like you will stand on your own two feet.
Yeah. I think it's so interesting to look at how we pass down culture through the generations, you know, kind of just through our words, right? Like, you know how we talked about this, or maybe it was with Michelle. I think I brought this up, how parents always say to kids, oh, you did it all by yourself, right? You tied your shoes all by yourself. That is so loaded with culture right there.
That's true.
It's fascinating.
Oh my gosh, guys. If you could also comment if you like encourage your children like that. That is so interesting. I never thought about that. Oh gosh. Yeah. My parenting language is full of encouraging independence. And yet like I still have like a little bit of that helicoptery parent thing where I want to like protect him and make sure he's happy all the time. But again, like it's that balance because you do have to, as a parent, and it's scary, it's super scary, but you do have to pull back. As often as possible and just be like, okay, you got to let them deal with this on their own so they learn how to stand on their own two feet.
it's so true. It's just so fascinating when you think about how we teach kids what we believe in. We don't even always realize that we're doing it, right? It's so fascinating. I love that.
Oh gosh, I have a note on that. Totally. So James and I went to see Captain Marvel, obviously, because she's my favorite superhero, always has been, even before the movies. I even have her band tattooed on my fingers. This is what a fan I am. So James and I went to go see Captain Marvel and I almost cried from happiness like five times. And like halfway through the movie, James turned to me and he's like, the boy Captain Marvel must have been so lame. And I was like, oh yeah, that's my son. And it is true. Like just by modeling and what the conversations and stuff, like I feel like I'm really like encouraging this little feminist to happen.
That's awesome. That's so good. That's so good. That's what we have to do, especially for, you know, you wonder, I've seen like kind of conversations out in the news, like how are we going to change the culture of, you know, why did the Me Too movement emerge? Because women have been subjected to sexual harassment throughout their careers at different times. Yeah. How are we going to help men, right? It's not that all men are committing these offenses, but some of them are. And how do we create a new culture for men so that this doesn't happen?
Exactly.
Men and women.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as a parent, it is really important to think about what the expectations and environment and conditioning is around the gender of your child or the gender that they identify as. Absolutely. And really trying to like make that healthy, right? Like, sure, people expect you to like be strong or do this or whatever, but you know what? Like, we have to think about everybody's rights and everybody's comfort and feelings. And oh gosh. Yeah. Man, today's environment is loaded.
It's loaded. I mean, it sounds like you're kind of blazing a trail there, right? It's the way that you're raising your son. You know, you are maybe not doing it in the same way that other parents are doing it your own way to teach the things that you want to teach. right?
Right. And that big benefit of being a single parent, because you make the decisions, man.
Yeah.
Okay. That is an awesome phrase. And this is totally connected to Women's Day, you guys. Blazing a trail. I love how like strong and full of imagery this is, like blaze, like fire, right?
Yes.
So like the feminists of the 60s and 70s, they blazed a trail. They forged a path in life that was not normal at the time, mm-hmm. and therefore opened the way for the other women of future generations to also make choices about freedom.
Yeah, I love that. So guys, this is a really good phrase that you should, you know, keep in your back pocket, write down today, and get ready to use it when you have conversations about these things, about independence, about gender, maybe about entrepreneurship. Things are starting,
yes.
innovation, new things in technology are blazing a trail. So this is really good, but I love using it in that context to talk about raising kids, right? You're blazing a trail by maybe doing things a little differently than the norm, but teaching things that matter.
Oh, for sure. And it's, you know, like don't overanalyze and think too much about it at the same time, right? Because nobody knows how to be a parent. And you really just have to trust your own priorities. Like, what do you think is important, right?
Yeah.
Like, not what like should be happening, or it's not about what people expect you to do.
Yeah,
there's
no
book. Kind of like an overarching theme of everything we're talking about today.
Mm.
Like, you don't have to wear a dress because you're a lady and people expect you to do that, right? Like,
right.
do what feels right for you, like blaze your trail, like whatever that means.
I love that. I love that. I mean, I think in a sense, we're trying to blaze a trail here in the way we teach English, right? In the way we want you guys to feel when you're learning English, right?
Exactly.
It comes back to connection, not perfection. And I think a lot of teachers teaching out there are not focusing on the connection. They're focusing on the grammar or the hard things that kind of, I don't know, make us feel a little bored or not engaged, guys.
Yes.
We want to start with the connection. So this has been a good topic here, Jessica, today. This has been fantastic.
Oh my gosh. So fun. I think we should really just make this like, you know, a series. I want to make this a part one because there is so much to talk about related to this topic. So guys, stay tuned. I think Lindsay and I will brainstorm some more amazing topics like this. Culture, gender rights in the future.
Guys. Yeah, guys, write in. Let us know what you thought about today's episode.
Yeah.
And Jessica, I'm excited to go to Japan at the end of May. Are you excited? We're getting ready.
My gosh.
We are working on the curriculum right now.
So fun. So fun. We are blazing a trail in Japan. There is no other opportunity. There is no program like this, like the English Power Weekend.
It's going to be awesome, guys. So if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, you don't have to be in Japan. If you want to come to Japan for the weekend, maybe you're in Korea or China, you want to come, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/Japan and sign up, because spots are going quick and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this. Very cool.
Oh, Lindsay and I are working so hard. It's going to be so amazing.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. All right, Jessica, this has been a fun episode. I will talk to you very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye,
All
Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.